This week's Bryan City Council meeting included an oops moment involving what would have otherwise been a routine appointment. After Greg Owens nominated and Mayor Andrew Nelson seconded the motion to name former Mayor Jason Bayinski to the Branson Central Appraisal District Board of Directors, they found out former Councilman Art Hughes was interested in serving another term.
Any discussion on that?
Well, we have the person on there wants to return.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was recommended to return.
Oh. Well, hold on a second.
People make mistakes, Mayor.
Owens apologized. He rescinded his motion, and the mayor called for the vote on the new motion, which unanimously approved Hughes' reappointment.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. You need to go and do the whole look upstairs and apologize to Bayinski, too, right?
Hughes will be serving his second term on the BCAD board. Here's the lead to this voice wrap. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting was the first since Ruben Marine was arrested 2 weeks ago on a charge of family violence assault. He said nothing about that, and he had no reaction to comments from two public speakers. Those watching the meeting on cable or online did not hear all the comments. That's after microphones were turned off for a combined 3.5 minutes. After Mayor Andrew Nelson gave the customary rules during the public comment portion of the meeting, the microphone was turned off during the last 2 minutes and 14 seconds of John Miller's comments after he said he would not be able to talk with Marine because, according to Miller, Marine will be occupied with actions against him. That led to Nelson repeating the rules.
Citizens received by this council will not use this forum to make remarks regarding any other individual, council member, or staff.
The next speaker was Miller's wife, Deborah, who advised the mayor she was going to bring up what her husband said.
I don't want to break any rules. I'm going to try to do my best.
Thank you.
I will appreciate it if you stop me and I do something wrong.
Miller started to compare Marine's arrest to what happened last year when police responded to a domestic violence call by the wife of former Councilman Rafael Pena, which led to no charges against Pena.
The fact is, less than a year ago, somebody on the city council made the news. And other members of the city council condemned him publicly, multiple times. On television, in the newspaper, it was embarrassing. Because what this person did, police department decided.
The next minute and 10 seconds of Miller's comments are not available online or on TV. Marine, according to online records, remains out on bond. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's the lead to the next voice wrap. It does open with audio. For the fourth time in the last year and a half, the Bryan City Council will get a report on flooding in the Council Heights neighborhood.
Okay, item passes unanimously. All right, order. Hey, order, order. Please be respectful in the chambers.
Cheers came from property owners located east of the freeway and south of Highway 21. Councilman Prentice Madison, whose district includes Castle Heights, asked City Manager Keene Register what it would take for the city to get access to several tributaries of Carter's Creek that impacts the neighborhood.
Is it a difference between that we can ask for easement or...
I'm sure if you open that up to all citizens that have creeks anywhere around their homes that they have these same issues, they would be more than happy to grant the city an easement.
Well, just
so council, you can get mine.
Council,
you can get mine on Burton Creek.
If you want to take that responsibility, we are currently staffed to maintain and manage the drainage structures that we have and we own and we're responsible for.
This will be the first review for three members of the council elected last November: Madison, Ruben Marine, and Andrew Nelson. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There were heavy hearts on Valentine's Day at last night's Bryan City Council meeting following the death of the mother of Councilman Buppy Simic the night before.
Deanna Simic was the woman who greeted you when you walked inside Buppy's restaurant. Mayor Andrew Nelson presented Mrs. Simic a proclamation last week and repeated the presentation to family members last night.
One of the last things Buppy's mom said is you get to this council meeting, so yes. Service to the very end.
Buppy said he could never express how much the proclamation meant to his mother.
She was so proud. And she gave everything. She was a very unselfish person. But Mom, I know you're watching, and I love you, and I'll do the best, and you don't worry about anything.
A memorial service for Deanna Simic will be held March 5th at 2 p.m. at Peace Lutheran Church in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Earlier this month, a political action committee started a petition drive to place 10 proposed changes to the Bryan City Charter. Last night, the City Council approved Mayor Andrew Nelson's formation of a Citizens Charter Advisory Committee.
Nelson told Councilman Mike Sutherland, who's a member of the Bryan New Directions PAC, that the city committee will also review their proposals.
You didn't come to me and ask me about that, but if obviously it's important to you, so I'm going to personally say let's include those 10 things.
Sutherland and Nelson had an exchange over the PAC not reviewing its petition language in advance with city staff.
It's supposed to be a separate political action deal. It's like somebody running for election. You don't come up and ask permission to run for election from the city council. So
You would talk to the city secretary to make sure you're not violating the law while you're running for an election, right? Especially if she's given you an invitation, in fact begged you to make sure that she helps you to follow the Constitution, which we've sworn to adhere to.
Each council member nominated 7 people to the mayor's committee. Tim Bryan, who was selected by all members, was named chairman by the mayor. Also appointed were Gabriel Garcia, Kenny Lawson, George Nelson, Sonny Lyles, Janita Rayford, and Richard Cortez. According to City Secretary Marilyn Strada, the deadline to file charter amendments is July 31st. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Cheers and a standing ovation were given at the start of last night's Bryan City Council meeting to 2 men who pulled a woman out of a burning car.
The vehicle engine compartment caught fire and the vehicle was burning. Chase disconnected the seatbelt as Alejandro was searching for another way to get her out of the car. They both pulled her up from the passenger side of the vehicle. They assisted her across the street away from the car and cared for her until the fire department arrived and extinguished the fire.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor presented Chase Bear and Alejandro Juarez with citizen awards. The Bryan City Council was smiling this afternoon with an update on new home construction through the first 9 months of the year.
2016 was a record year. So we are on pace to annihilate that number again this year.
Development manager Cody Kravitz says through the end of September, there have been 351 permits for new single-family detached homes. That's up from 300 last year.
The information I've been given from several builders, and I think Mr. Clark's working on it too, is we may actually surpass College Station this year in single-family.
Really?
So that's what we're working on, verifying that, but we may surpass them.
Kravitz pointed out residential construction of all types taking place in 7 developments around Bryan.
In 2009, we did 176 single-family home permits.
I told you.
There was a low in 2011 of 127. So we're at last year we were at 392. I figure we're going to be probably in the 430 to 440 range this year.
The value of all residential permits in Bryan through the end of September totaled more than $117 million. That's an increase of almost $10 million from last year. It's been more than 2 years since cracks were first discovered at the dam at Lake Bryan. City Councilman Buppy Sumick reported at yesterday's workshop that the BTU boards approved spending $1 million for repairs that will include rebuilding a portion of the dam.
So that way it will be above the water line and the reconstruction of the roadway in that area.
Simic says the repairs have also been approved by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
This is something to make sure the safety of the dam is, is one of those things to where we either drain the lake or we fix the dam. So BTU chose to fix the dam.
Yesterday's council workshop also included a presentation proposing to add a bronze sculpture in the middle of the downtown roundabout at 23rd and Main.
The piece represents a forged form. The original maquette of this piece is only 8 inches by 10 inches. It was forged out of one piece of metal, and it was all hand-forged.
Alan Lee's a member of the team that created the bronze. There was no council opposition to spend $27,000 to add a retaining wall around the roundabout to protect the piece, which is more than 13 feet tall and 16 feet wide. The Arts Council and the developer of a nearby residential retail complex will pay for moving and setting the sculpture.